Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello all, Deb Hill here, and it's my privilege to read my friend Jonathan's devotional entitled Submission and Authority. 1 Corinthians 11:3. But I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. This verse establishes an order of authority based on the Trinity itself. The Father is the head of the Son. Obviously, the Son is very much the Father's equal. They are one being in a mysterious way. Yet we have a very powerful example of Jesus humbling himself, relinquishing his godly form and submitting in obedience to the Father's plan. Philippians 2:6-8 reads, Christ Jesus, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Men have Christ as their head. We choose to submit ourselves to Him and try to live our lives for Him instead of ourselves. I say try because our sin makes obedience really difficult. But our gracious Lord knows we struggle, and He does life with us, patiently helping us follow Him. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Men are head of women. Women have a human man as their head. Obviously, Christ is also the ultimate head of any person, but the significance is men and women get to enter into an imperfect imitation of the communion had by the Trinity itself. That is a stunningly beautiful thing if done correctly. Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. When a woman submits to her husband and that man submits to Christ, they can weather anything, and there is a foundation order there which is a source of peace. I myself am not yet married, but I've witnessed good friends carefully commit to this, and they have a solid foundation to build their lives on. It's really a blessing to me. Thank you for listening today.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.